ज्ञानं येन शलाकय सत्योर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले ज्ञानश्रीशमने अतिमात्रचरित्राय स्वागतानं नाम प्रेम. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णतीर्थाय भूतले कृष्णभक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती श्रीवात्सभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपार्थये कृष्ण सम्बन्ध विज्ञान दायिनी माधुर्य जल विमात्र श्रीपानुभक्ति वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनां मेघं वस्ति. Today, very auspicious day. This is the same day when Abhacharana Bhaktivedanta left his home, left his everything, and he came here. This very day, in this very hall, in front of Thakurji, he accepted sannyas from our Gurudev, Nitya Lila Parushyam Vishnu Pad Vishma Bhakti Pragyan Krishna Gurusha. Here, in the middle, we are only two or three persons of evidence. Myself, this Maharaj, Shishire, Parjatak Maharaj, is my ward brother, and Sesai Brahmachari, who did Kirtan, I don't know where he is, but he is here. Manlit, Kirtan Das, Babaji Maharaj, was also doing Kirtan, he was here. Perhaps some of you know Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. You know? Perhaps it has gone about 28 years. In 68, perhaps he took sannyas. No, 59. I remember we discussed something. You should know that I met him early in 1947, when I joined our monastery. I was with Gurudev and Swamiji came to see him in Calcutta. From there, time to time we used to meet together. So when he, at last, you know that he was very brilliant person. He met Swamiji perhaps in 1922
Guru Maharaj went Prabhupada 1916
and he came to Srila Prabhupada at Calcutta. 1922, and after that he took second distinction. He was so brilliant and learned person, and he used to write in English and to speak in English, that his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him to write articles in English magazine. At that time the magazine was
Harmony.
He began to write some articles in that. But he was fearing. He remembered a slok of Srimad Bhagavatam that Jada Jasya Grahnami Harishe Tad Dhanam Sane. Those who take shelter of Krishna, he takes everything and he makes him desperate beggar. His father, mother, wife, sons, everything will give up and he will be straight beggar. So he was fearing, but in another way he has so much honor for Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has also remembered the slok, Savai Pulsang Paradharma Jato Bhakti Radhaksa Je Ahetukya Vyahita Aja Bhakti Purushottame. So if anyone wants to make his life successful, he wants peace and he wants to be happy in future, he should do bhajan. So he was in doubt what to do, whether I can chant, do devotional services, or I should not, because Krishna will take me in the street, then what to do? He never stopped to chant and remember, went on, but after some time he lost the mayorship of any factory of Bengal Chemical. He was supreme light, but he lost that job. He came to Delhi, Allahabad, and he made again a factory, medicine factory. But it was also after 2-3 years itself. Then he made a big shop, medicine shop, medical shop, where Jawaharlal Nehru, Indira Gandhi, her daughter, used to come to buy, purchase medicines. But after 2-3 years, it was also a stop. Then he began to do medical representatives, prepare medicine himself, because he knew everything. But after some months, it was also failed. His wife also left him. His three sons, they also left him, abusing him like mad. He was a mad, like mad person. At last he came here. I told him that you are so learned person, you should take some nyas, renounce order, and preach everywhere, because your holy master has given order to do so. Then he told this fact that I have doubt in this, that Krishna will make me state bigger. I am saying that it is true to best, and I have become now a state beggar. I have no penny, I am penniless person now. I told him that, don't worry, you should be here and I will take all your risks upon me, face, clothing and everything, holding, lodging, everything. And in the meantime, our Guru says, yeah, second, and he was, they were both bosom friends. Swamiji used to honor him so much. They had lived together for so many years in Allahabad. Also, when our Guru Maharaj established the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, he was at that meeting in Calcutta, both parallel. So they were very acquainted and they were very in good relations. Guru Maharaj told, why you are not taking renounce order? You should take and fulfill the desire of your holy master. In the meantime, the god brother of my Gurudev was Sanatan Prabhu. He was at that time 96 years old. He told to Swamiji that if you are taking sannyas, I will myself also take with you in all sort. Then at once he became ready. What was to do? Everything had been done. I am out of my home, out of my relationship and everything. He was ready, and on this day he took sannyas here in front of so many persons, devotees. And then I myself did this ceremony. Gurudev gave him danda and door coping, bahirvas, you know. This is bahirvas, this is bahirvas, this is uttariya. Door coping is the main thing, and sannyas, and this danda. What is the meaning of danda? He is Narayan Swarup. Manifestations of Narayan. I am giving my soul, mind, body, everything to this, for the service of Mukunda. Mukunda is Narayan. Krishna. This is sannyas. Sannyas is not an ordinary thing. At first, the school leaders used to know that sannyas is a very, not anything, very ordinary thing. But I told that this is a mantra of very, very sacred gopi bhava. And without by this, we can give up our whole body, mind, soul, everything to Krishna and Krishna. So, he dedicated himself in his sannyas guru, Swami Bhakti Vedanta Bhakti, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasi Srila Bhakti Pragyan Goswami. Those they were very bosom friends. God brother, but yes. Or Guruji was like a lion, as we know. He was quite, he had no fear from anyone. Swamiji was like this, like Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So, he took sannyas from here and then he went to Delhi, Jhansi, and then to Vrindavan in Radha's Damodar Temple. I know that he was penniless. When I used to go to Radha's Damodar Temple, I used to give my chadar to him. On that we used to see and to discuss. When he was here, he was translating Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam were ready, and it was given to Delhi in praise. He wrote perhaps year or before other journey to
Journey to other planet.
He wrote. Then after this, he tried to go to America. Anyhow, he had nothing, no funding at all. He anyhow managed to go by Indian Cynthia navigation. Only with his karpal, his Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And he had told me to help me that he used to send my all books, all luggage from Delhi to and from here to America. I sent so many kartals, mridanga, all his books. There was so much dirty, so much dust was there, I became ill. After that, I sent so many things to him. Now I went to America. I saw the tree in a park.
Tom King Square Park.
And so many ladies and Vaishnavas with devotees there with me. We went about more than 100 devotees there, did kirtan, and saw that in a tree, in a hollow, he is sitting there.
Yeah.
We garlanded him, and there we did so much kirtan and dancing, and the whole person was seeing. There, when he began first, only if he is there to see and to watch his kirtan, and we saw that it is very melodious kirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Sivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. No mridanga, nothing, only one kartal, and he used to do kirtan
closing
eyes, not seeing anyone. And the hippies with their some instruments, he used to follow him and to dance, and he used to think that he is my friend, and they used to go bottle of wine. Oh, keep, take it. But after some days, they were all changed. They become hippie, from hippie to happy. And they began to follow him. They left everything, wine, woman, and
wealth.
Three things they left. And become devotees. Day by day, their number was increasing, and very, very good persons of good families began to join. And in very short time, he established a school, and then he went to San Francisco and other Vancouver. Then he went to England and other countries, everywhere. So many temples, so many things were done. He translated so many English books of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, so many editions in so many languages, about 60 languages of whole world. In this way, in a very few times, he preached over the whole world. His books were went all over the whole world. No caste and creed, out of caste and creed, anyone can join in this movement in our Gaudiya Vaishnava. You should not think that he was establisher of any ISKCON or anything. This ISKCON is a shadow of Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha, was established by Jiva Goswami, Narupa Goswami and others. It is not a new thing, Krishna consciousness. We are all in consciousness. Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sri Sarupa Damodara Ramananda, and all this public line. It is in this public line, he has accepted our whole line. Otherwise, if he will not accept our disciplic line, then he will be sahajiya, sakhi bheti, mayabadi or anything. Now some persons are trying to make him separate acharya. No connection with this Gaudiya Vaishnava. But this is very dangerous thing. I think that now ISKCON has left his way. They are changing. I request them not to change their way. Because all these senior devotees of ISKCON has left, are now left in also. And they are bound to do so. If anyone comes to any senior or sincere Vaishnava, they will be driven out from ISKCON. It is very dangerous. And that is why all these sincere Vaishnava of ISKCON went out of ISKCON. I know that very sincere they are. They have served Swamiji so much. I personally served him more than any of the ISKCON devotees. But they are all missing. Perhaps they are doing some offense. I request them not to do all this. I know that Swamiji or any book of our line, anywhere it is not written that don't go to senior Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. Sadhu Sangha Sarvashastra Kaya, Law Master Sadhu Sangha Sarvashastra. All has shown that Sadhu Sangha is the mother of Krishna Bhakti. Sadhu Sangha. Bhakti Janma Mool Hai Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. So always remember. So don't try to do offense in the Vaishnava. Whether he is first class Vaishnava, second class or third class, whether he should be Uttam, Madhyam or Kanishtha, try very careful for offense. Otherwise you will be. But we'll have to go in hell if you are not. So try to do honor for all Vaishnavas. We should respect Vaishnav as he is. Means, what is the meaning? That is, we should respect Kanishtha Vaishnav. We should respect Madhyam class of Vaishnava. We should respect Uttam Vaishnava. Not thinking that there is the same category. More respect, more qualified Vaishnava. Not thinking like that all are in the same category. I think Swamiji has written all things what are necessary in his book. We should try to go deep in his book, in his teaching, not artificially and outwardly we should go. To take mala, or to take dand, to take red cloth is not Vaishnava Tavan. To follow the teaching.
to follow.
If you are not following the lines of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, we are not Gaudiya Vaishnava. Those who are not following Bhaktis Rasami Sindhu or the teachings of Rupa Goswami like Upadeshamritam, Siksha, Manas Siksha of Raghunath Das Goswami, we are not a pure Vaishnava. We should try to know all this. Only to do some artificial or outdoor things, it is not bhakti. First we should try to respect all Vaishnava without any caste and creed. If you are not doing so, we are not following his teaching. He has written so many things. Some persons tell that he has written all things with what is necessary for us, a devotee. It is true. But we should think, Vyasadeva has written so many books, anyone cannot write like him. He has divided 4 Vedas. He has written 18 Puran, Mahabharata. He has made Brahma Sutra. He has written Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone cannot in this whole world has done like this or can do. But even Rupa Goswami wrote some books. After that, Jiva Goswami has written Bhakti Sandarbha. After that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has done so many miracles. Balde Vidyabhushan has done Brahma Sutra Bhashya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about 100 books. After that, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati has created so many books. And after that, our Guru Maharaj has written so many books like Achinta Veda Ved, like Mayavad Jivani, so many things. Why they did? If everything is Srimad Bhagavat, everything is Veda, why other books are written? So if everything is Swami book, after that any book will it be written? I think that if he was alive for more 5 years, he would have written so many books. He had never completed Srimad Bhagavatam explanation. He has only entered in 10th canto and after that he stopped. He knew that they are not qualified for this, that is why he has not done. Any good person will come, learned person will come. He can do all these things. I think that after this, also so many books will be written by acharyas who will be the acharya and qualified Vaishnava. So we should read only the Swami's book and not others. It is awful. Why they are writing so many books? Himself. So you should try to follow Swamiji or the Catholic order. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, all. If you want to be Vaishnava, qualified, then you will have to follow all. In a garland, if a flower is taken off, whole garland will be spoiled. So in our disciplic line, if one thing we are living, then whole disciplic order is given. And it will not come from Golok Vrindavan to here. Sumadeva Goswami has told, Nigam Kalpa Saru Dalitam Phalam Sukhamukhad Amritava Sandyutam Srimad Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rashika Bhubhavka. He had taken this, this fruit was there in Golok Vrindavan. He took from his mouth. And it comes up to now, it is coming by this time. That is why he is not scattered here. So, I think we should try to go deep in his book, try to follow Rupa Goswami, all our acharyas, and for more knowledge, for more knowing bhakti, we should try to read also the original books of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjwalinmani, Jiva Goswami Satsandarbha, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all others. We should not also reject Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj or any of the disciples of Swami or Prabhupada, like Puri Maharaj, like Van Maharaj or any. We should try to honor all Vaishnavas who are qualified and in the line of Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Sridhar. If we want to follow Shuddha, pure bhakti. Now I will request Maharaj, I don't know his name. Barak Maharaj.
Acharya Maharaj, he has requested me to speak some things which he has written down. He apologizes because his voice is very bad. He wanted to speak, but he said if I have to speak, it will be so bad for my voice. So please, we should excuse him and hear his offering from myself. Respected Acharyas, Sannyasis, and assembled devotees, please accept my respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. Let me offer my dandavat pranam to my sannyas guru, Pujyapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Triparari Maharaj, and my eternal master, spiritual master, Param Pujyapad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. My heartfelt respect also to Pujyapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj for his kind invitation on this auspicious day. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami's acceptance of the renounced order of life is a memorable event. By extolling the glories of the pure Vaishnava, we are given the opportunity to please the Lord and also purify ourselves. On such an occasion, actually, there are at least two great personalities who are going to be considered and praised by us. One being the aspirant sannyas and the other the giver of sannyas. Several times Bhaktivedanta Swami used to recall the events leading to his entering the sannyas ashram. Sitting alone and writing in Vrindavan, he was approached by one of his godbrothers with a particular request. At that time, this godbrother, Srila Bhakti Prabhyan Keshava Maharaj, being the transparent mediator of Krishna's will, insisted that the then Abhay Charanaravinda, who was living like a retired man, become a preacher of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. This sannyas guru is an important figure and cannot be undervalued. We may think that acceptance of sannyas may constitute a simple formality for someone with the spiritual status of Bhaktivedanta Swami. Nevertheless, it should not be seen in that way. It is a very delicate subject. The mantra given by the guru is often compared to a seed. The type of seed distributed depends on the conception the guru represents, the seed he himself receives, and the personal attitude in the cultivation of the spiritual process. Even the Maha Mantra, when delivered by an Advaitin, does not produce devotion. Mukti may be the highest fruit from such a defective seed. Certainly, it is the concern of an aspiring sannyasi to get the seed from a pure representative of the lineage. This must have been true also in the case of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. The sannyas mantra given to the Tridandi sannyasis is different from the mantra received by Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his sannyas mantra from Keshava Bharati after converting him into the Vaishnava conception. I am his, I am Krishna's. A suitable mantra for Sri Chaitanya because he is in the mood of Srimati Radhidani, searching for Krishna. The mantra given at present was first given by Sanatana Goswami. However, until the time of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Tridandi Sannyasi of the Gaudiya Vaishnava line was not visible. In 1918, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas from a photo of Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Therefore, sometimes Srila Saraswati Thakur is known as the self-manifest sannyasi. It was Srila Saraswati Thakur who organized the present standard of the Gaudiya Vaishnava sannyas, the dress, the danda, and so forth. Everything was done by him. The mantra he gave was the same as the one given by the Babaji class, such as Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This same mantra is presently given to the sannyasis in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. It is interesting to consider what was Mahaprabhu's mood after having accepted sannyas. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we come to know that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. This attempt actually marked the beginning of his Vipralamba Lila, and from now on he will be searching for Sri Krishna in the most intense mood of separation. In trance, he began to chant a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, where Krishna gives a description of sannyas to Uddhava. This verse, spoken by a Tridandi Bhikshu, is generally famous as the sannyas verse. Etam sa astaya paratma nishtam adyasitam purvata mair mahashidhi aham sarityami duranta param samo mukundam gri nite vayaiva. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. Great sages of the past who steadily worship the Lord show this devotional path. Crossing over Maya, I shall reach Vrindavan and fully enter the service of Mukunda, Krishna. In his new robe of a renunciate, Sri Chaitanya shows here that in order to get out of the Andakupam, the dark well of the material existence, one should take shelter in Vrindavan, where only the spiritual element is prevalent. Mahaprabhu is devastated by an emotional earthquake. His state of consciousness dramatically reveals Radha Bhav. Aidina Dayardra Natahe Maturana Kadavaloksha Yate Ridayam Swat Aloka Kataram Daita Brahmyati Kim Karom Yaham. This verse was originally spoken by Srimati Radharani and afterwards became manifest in the poetry of Srila Madhavendra Puri, the first preceptor in the Madhava Sampradaya, who introduced the conception of conjugal love, Madhurya Ras, as the zenith of transcendental exchange with the Supreme Absolute Reality. Because Krishna had gone to accept the kingdom of Mathura, in her separation, Sri Radha was very upset and expressed her emotions to Uddhava. O merciful Master, Lord of Mathura, when shall I see you again? My heart has become overly agitated. Love, without you, what shall I do now? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had received these ecstatic feelings in the line coming down from Madhavendra Puri to his own Diksha Guru, Ishvara Puri. The sannyas mantra of Mahaprabhu is of a different conception because he is Krishna in the mood of his beloved Radha. Similarly, the followers of Mahaprabhu accept Radha Dasyam. the service of Srimati Radharani as the highest goal of life. I am her servant. The Sannyas Mantra discloses our highest aspiration in the service of Srimati Radharani. Srila Sridhar Maharaj sometimes said that at the time of Sannyas, the service to Srimati Radharani begins. The school established by Sri Chaitanya holds Radha Dasyam as the highest attainment for a living entity, and this is what the Sannyas Mantra is all about. In the conditioned state of material life, however, it is not possible to serve directly Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we shall serve her by serving Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. Bhaktivedanta Swami received this conception from his Sannyas Guru, and in turn, he taught it to his disciples. Initially, Bhaktivedanta Swami requested Srila Sridhar Maharaj for Sannyas. Srila Sridhar Maharaj did not consider that a very good idea because he had a very intimate contact with the whole family of Bhaktivedanta Swami, and he did not want them to be angry with him. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami took sannyas from Srila Keshava Maharaj, which belonged to the same line since Srila Keshava Maharaj had taken sannyas from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. It is a general misunderstanding that Bhaktivedanta Swami taught his disciples Vaidhi Bhakti and not Raga Nuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, or devotion ruled by the Lord, is of lower order when compared to Raga Nuga, devotion ruled by pure love. In one sense, they are separate, while at the same time, they are inseparable, components of Sadhana Bhakti. Surely, Bhaktivedanta Swami's desire would have been to share the treasures of the intimate lilas of Radha and Krishna, as this is a symptom of an advanced devotee, Dushyanticha Ramanticha. Yet he checked his deeper interests and emotions in order to easily spread the message of the Bhagavatam to the whole world. If he had deepened his discussions of the love affairs of the Yugal Kishore and their confidential associates, he perhaps would not have been able to carry on his worldwide preaching activities. Just after entering the renounced order of life in Vrindavan, during the autumn of 1959, Bhaktivedanta Swami wrote a manuscript entitled Lord Chaitanya, His Sannyas and Sankirtan Movement. In 1977, his disciple Sripad Bhakti Gaurav Narsingha Maharaj found this handwritten manuscript at the bottom of an old metal trunk in the Radha Damodar temple, where Bhaktivedanta Swami used to reside. The second part of the manuscript had a separate title, In Search of the Ultimate Goal of Life. The talks between Sri Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy are the central motive of this paper, an important topic of Vaishnava Siddhanta for all devotees. Due to the esoteric nature of this essay, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami did state it is commonly believed that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami offered to his disciples only the basics of Krishna consciousness. This, however, does not correspond to the truth. His caution about entering certain confidential topics was mainly meant to save his disciples from the danger of the Sahajiyas. Unfortunately, the superficial approach of the highest concept by some of his older disciples may have given a bad impression to the community of senior Vaishnavas in India. Still, it is incorrect to think that Bhaktivedanta Swami did not give the path of Raga Nuga, following as he was in the footsteps of the previous Acharyas. On the external plane, the purpose of accepting sannyas far beyond the idea of celibacy may serve the particular scope of distributing to one and all the news about the spiritual reality. This aim was perfectly accomplished by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, having disposed himself with utmost compassion towards everyone. As many could witness, with admirable humility, he flooded the entire planet with love of God. Detachment from worldly matters is generally a prerequisite for a sannyasi, whose duty is to denounce the materialistic lifestyle for the benefit of the common man. And this was shown also by Bhaktivedanta Swami, though with a different spirit, being a follower of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He displayed the happiest application of the principles of Yukta Vairagya in all his activities, and demonstrated how sannyas can be much more than a negative impetus. His renunciation is therefore a lesson for everyone, the answer to the call of the Lord in an intense mood of surrender to the order of his gurus. I conclude here begging for forgiveness from all the assembled devotees, sannyasis and acharyas, for any offense I may have committed in my attempt to say few words in praise of this saint among the saints, the most worshipable Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrakacharya Satasa Sishrimat A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya.
As Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Gaura Govinda Swami Samma. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Samma. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nivishesha Sunabhati Paskasadi Shatani. I feel most unqualified to speak in this very august assembly of Vaishnavas. At the same time, I feel very privileged. This year, this is my first time coming to this temple. I've heard so many things about this temple, so many nice things. I remember last year, sometime